Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
A happy Friday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you guys today to wrap up the week. We got the Olympics going on. Obviously, had that thrilling game between the U.S. and the Serbians yesterday. We got preseason football today. We'll get into that, give out some best bets, full slate of Major League Baseball. Lucy Burge going to join us later on in the show as well. And we continue our college football previews. Wrap up the ACC today with the Virginia Tech Hokies. And then also look at the Washington Commanders as we wrap up the NFC East. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss anything over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get this thing rolling on a Friday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line, check in with David Teal, who's joining us. Give him a follow on X, at by David Teal, Richmond Times-Dispatch. And David, great to have you on the show, man. It's great when there are certain teams in college football, you know, Nebraska, Miami, who are trying to get back to national relevance. Virginia Tech, another one of those teams, too, who's trying to get back to when Frank Beamer had the program rolling. There's a lot of expectations there in Blacksburg this year around Virginia Tech. Just how much excitement is somebody, obviously, who's there around the team, covering the team, how much excitement is there around Virginia Tech this year?
PJ, I was in Blacksburg just on Tuesday for media day, where we talked to the entire coaching staff. Everyone on on the roster was available. And the excitement is, as you outlined, palpable. Coming off a, you know, a modest 7-6 season, but won 5 of their last 7. And perhaps most important, retained all their key players. I mean, virtually the entire starting lineup returns from that military bowl route of Tulane. And they like their chances in Blacksburg this season, especially with a very manageable schedule.
No doubt. We're going to get to that schedule in a little bit. But, David, you brought up all the key pieces that they're returning. And one of those is, it feels like for the first time in a while, Virginia Tech feels good about their quarterback situation. I've been on the network, and I've been telling everybody, if you want a Heisman long shot this year, Kyren Drones is a guy that I would look at. They got a lot of great receiving talent. O-line's a little bit of a question mark, but I like some of the upside that they have there. And David, as you know, the second half of last season, what Drones did for Virginia Tech, I think at the price where he is at right now, BetMGM, you can get him like 150-1 to win the Heisman this year. Do you think if all goes right, that there's a chance that potentially Drones maybe could wind up with the Heisman Trophy?
A whole lot of things would have to go right, PJ, for Kyren Drones to end up with the Heisman Trophy. But if you want to go back and make a comparison to Virginia Tech's last legitimate Heisman candidate, that is Michael Vick, and there are parallels between him and Kyren Drones. In fact, Kyren Drones last season had 6 runs of at least 30 yards. That's the most by a Virginia Tech quarterback since number 7 in 2000. And that's pretty big-time comparison at Virginia Tech. And history, recent history, PJ, tells us that transfer quarterbacks in their second season at their new school really tend to thrive. Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, what did they do? They won Heismans in their second year at their new school.
Yeah, it's a really good point. They sure did. Virginia Tech's head coach, though, Brent Pry, as you know, David, he is a defensive guy. And even though a lot of people were excited about what Drones did last year, that defense, very quietly, was top 20 nationally at the end of the year. They returned a lot of key pieces. That secondary is supposed to be among the best in the ACC. Everybody's excited about Drones and what the offense could do this year for Virginia Tech, but how good do you think their defense could be this year in Blacksburg?
They need to be better, especially against the run, in preventing really long rushing plays. They had some serious issues early in the season with just fundamental gap coverage, guys just not being where they were supposed to be. And it cost them dearly. It's the primary reason they started the season 1-3 and had to scramble like crazy just to get bowl eligible late in the regular season. But again, they return almost all their starters, and they really filled in some key pieces through the portal. Most notably, Aeneas Peebles, the All-ACC defensive tackle from Duke, and Sam Brumfield, the All-Conference USA middle linebacker from Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch that team this year. And then, David, at the top, you brought up the schedule. We've been doing so many of these previews, and for me personally, when I'm handicapping these teams, a lot of the time it's just about who you avoid. And Virginia Tech this year, they don't have to play Florida State. They don't have to play NC State, SMU, Louisville. So they avoid a lot of the top teams. They do have a road trip to Miami. They have to play Clemson at home as well. What do you think's the ceiling for this team? Do you think they could be a double-digit win team this year?
I certainly think they could. The non-conference schedule is, I would say, less than daunting. You know, they play Rutgers at home. They go to Vanderbilt to open the season. And they play Old Dominion and Marshall. Now, two of those teams on that schedule, Marshall and Rutgers, beat the Hokies last year. So they need to prove that. And PJ, Virginia Tech has not beaten a non-conference Power League opponent since 2017 in West, and that was the opener against West Virginia. They've lost 10 consecutive such games. So Vanderbilt and Rutgers will be their opportunities to end that streak. And you mentioned who they avoid. The three teams that beat Virginia Tech in conference play last year were Florida State, NC State, Louisville. The Hokies play none of them.
Yeah, I mean, the schedule certainly sets up really well for them. David, I'll leave you with this. Just looking big picture for Virginia Tech this year. Right now, they're 10-1 to win the ACC, so they're among like the top half of the league. They're plus 950 to make the college football playoff this year. Just looking at this team, if everything goes right, and knowing that the ACC is probably only going to be a 1, maybe a 2-bid league this year, most likely getting the college football playoff, do you think Virginia Tech, at the odds of what they are right now, do you think they would be maybe worth a play for bettors out there if they want to take a long shot with Virginia Tech this year?
Absolutely. I mean, you look around the country, and writers who follow the national scene probably more closely than I do, they all mention Virginia Tech as being a potential playoff dark horse. And I agree with them. you know, you get to that ACC championship game and you have a puncher's chance, and there's absolutely no reason for the Hokies not to aspire to that.
Very good. A lot of excitement this year in Blacksburg. He's David Teal. Give him a follow on X at by David Teal. Richmond Times Dispatch does great stuff for them. David, really appreciate the time. Great meeting you. Have a great season and hope to catch up again soon.
PJ, thanks for having me.
Continuing our Virginia Tech preview here on Send It In, presented by BetMGM, is an update for you from Paris yesterday. Again, that thrilling game between the U.S. men's national team and Serbian basketball. Just had the women advance with a 21-point win against Australia, which might be significant to some as the U.S. women cover the 15.5-point spread. We'll keep you posted on everything else going. Olympics right now, Spain's up 3-1 on France in the gold medal game in men's soccer as well. As for Virginia Tech, great stuff again by David Teal joining us. A lot of great nuggets there. How about the three teams that Virginia Tech lost to last year in ACC play? They don't have to play any of those three teams this year. No Florida State, no Louisville, no NC State, no SMU, who we talked about last week in the ACC, that I like as a team that I think could surprise some people as well. You do get Clemson at home, and you get Miami on the road. Outside of that, though, and if you guys are listening to us, watching us on Twitch and YouTube, you can see the schedule in front of you. What's the game that jumps out at you where you're really concerned about Virginia Tech losing that game? It is college football. Every game is going to be tough, especially every road game. I do think the road game immediately after Miami, when Virginia Tech has to go from one part of the country to the other part of the country and travel to Stanford, now that's going to be a really tricky spot, especially if they win that game against Miami. And then they got to get on a plane, go to a different time zone. That could be an interesting spot. So that was another game I had circled. But as David said, you know, the Rutgers game, the Marshall game, those are going to be revenge spots. Vandy week one at the beginning of the year, it's going to be an SEC opponent. David mentioned they haven't beaten a Power 5 team, now Power 4 team, since 2017. So I think that will have their full attention, obviously week one of the season. And then they're pretty much playing all the bottom feeders in the ACC. You're playing BC, you're playing Georgia Tech, you're playing Duke, you're playing Virginia at the end of the year. You get Syracuse as well. Kyle McCord, who was at Ohio State, transfers in to be the quarterback at Syracuse now. But they avoid a lot of the top teams in the ACC, play a bunch of those bottom half of the league teams. So I think the schedule is very favorable. Their win total right now is sitting at 8.5, and the over is plus 100. And I'm looking at the schedule again, and let's say that they do lose to Miami, they lose to Clemson, and let's say that they lose that tricky road game to Stanford as well. I mean, is there any game else on the schedule that you really look at and is concerning you? Maybe the Rutgers game could give them some issue, maybe that Syracuse, maybe that Vandy game potentially, but I don't think they're going 0-3 in that stretch against Miami, Stanford, and Clemson. I think they win at least one of those games, which means if they do, they have room for error to lose another one of those games on their schedule. I really like over 8.5 wins for Virginia Tech at plus 100. So that is a bet for me. And then I love looking at the comparison for teams to win their conference and then teams, the odds for them to make the college football playoff, right? Sometimes there's a big discrepancy, like Missouri, who we were looking at earlier this week. Mizzou's 20-1 to win the SEC, but they're plus 180 to make the college football playoff. Iowa's 40-1 to win the Big Ten. They're plus 650 to make the college football playoff. Virginia Tech is 10-1 to win the ACC, but they're plus 950 to make the college football playoff. Again, a lot of that has to do with the schedule. A lot of that has to do with the fact that teams like Missouri and Iowa play in the SEC and Big Ten. There are likely going to be 3-4 teams that make it to the playoff out of those conferences. ACC could only be a one-bid league this year. However, as I was saying with David, do you think the upside this year of Virginia Tech, they could be a double-digit win team? He thinks so. I do as well. And if Virginia Tech has a really good year, if they make it to the ACC championship game, that could be enough. So I would bet Virginia Tech to make the college football playoff at plus 950. Give yourself some room for error. Obviously, if you bet them to win the ACC, they got to win that ACC championship game. If you bet them just to make the college football playoff, if they make it to the ACC title game, they're an 11-1 team. Let's say they lose to a Florida State, they lose to a Clemson, Miami, somebody like that. there's a chance they might still be in the playoffs. So Virginia Tech plus 950 to make the college football playoff. I like that. I like their over 8.5 wins this year at plus 100. And then my Heisman long shot, folks, is going to be Kyren Jones this year at 150-1. Kyren Jones really took over last season about week 3, week 4 of the season. In the final 11 games, he had seven of those 11 games, he ran the ball at least 14 times. Virginia Tech asked him to do everything on offense. He was obviously throwing for touchdowns. He was running the ball quite a bit. He did a little bit of everything. He gave him that dynamic threat that we see all the time in college football be so valuable at the quarterback position. They bring in a couple of transfer receivers in the transfer portal. They bring some guys back. O-line brings some starters back as well. So Virginia Tech's going to be good on that side of the ball. Drones, I think, and Virginia Tech could put up some points. The schedule is favorable. I think he would be my long shot this year in the Heisman Trophy race, Kyren Jones at 150-1. All right, let's move on now. Talk a little Washington Commanders here on Send It In. We go from a guy I think could be a Heisman hopeful to the guy that won the Heisman Trophy last season in Jaden Daniels as he takes over in Washington this year as the quarterback. We're actually going to get to see him start in the preseason, which is going to be very exciting as they take on the Jets tomorrow. Jaden Daniels, everything that we've been hearing, kind of out of camp. They have a joint practice with the Jets. Sauce Gardner yesterday saw him comment that he thinks Jaden Daniels is going to be really, really good. Washington's a really interesting team to me. Living in the D.C. area, I've been telling this to all my friends, and they all know it. When Daniel Snyder was the owner of this team, Washington was never, ever, ever going to win anything. If your team has a bad owner, you know there's no overcoming that. My guy Shawnee Sharpe's got Jerry Reinsdorf as his owner for the Chicago White Sox. No overcoming that. Knicks fans know they got James Dolan. No overcoming that. You just can't. David Tepper in Carolina. Sure, you can win a division title. You can win a playoff game. Winning a championship, though, competing for that. There's a reason why since 2000, the Commanders have never made it to the NFC Championship game. Because now, when Dan Snyder was their owner, they were never going to achieve big things. Now that Josh... I can't remember the owner's name, Josh Harris. Now that Josh Harris has taken over as the owner for Washington, now the sky's kind of the limit for the Commanders. And now that there's hope around quarterback with Jaden Daniels, and they got a blank slate with Dan Quinn taking over as head coach and with Cliff Kingsbury taking over as OC, there's a lot of excitement there in Washington. I think Daniels is going to be really good. Does have a tough schedule, though, this year because they do have to play against the AFC North. They get the NFC South also, which is going to be easy. But when you're a team like Washington, right, those NFC South teams where probably the team that wins the NFC South this year might only win like 8, 9, maybe 10 games, they know when they go up against the Commanders, those are the games that they got to win. And the Commanders know vice versa. When they're going up against those NFC South teams, they got to win those games. So those games are going to be tough battles. The AFC North games are going to be tough as well. The NFC East divisional games are not going to be easy also, especially when they got to go on the road to Philly. They got to go on the road to Dallas. They've struggled at the Giants for years as well. Really don't know what to do with Washington this year. My gut, if I had a lean, would probably be over 6.5 wins for Washington this year. They more so feel like a 7 or 8 win team to me than they do a 5 or 6 win team this year. Dan Quinn, I think, was kind of their panic pick at head coach, right? It feels like they wanted Ben Johnson to be their guy. Ownership was on a plane. They were heading to Detroit. And then we got the reports that Ben Johnson told Washington while they were in the air coming to see him in Detroit that he was going to stay at the Lions OC. That's why they were the last team to hire a head coach, because they were waiting for the Lions to get done with the season and they wanted to make Ben Johnson their guy. They knew they had the number 2 overall pick. They knew that they were going to take a quarterback. And then when Ben Johnson told him he didn't want the job, they had to pivot. So they got their next best option in Dan Quinn. I don't think he's a long-term solution. I think he's a short-term solution. Again, Washington right now, more than anything, they're just trying to change the culture. They're trying to get all that Dan Snyder stench out of that organization. So they're heading in the right direction. I think Daniels is going to be a good player. Dan Quinn, I don't know if he's the right head coach for this team. They do bring in Kingsbury as well to be the OC. for me, it's just a wait and see kind of year for Washington. I think this will be a good team to bet as an underdog throughout the year, especially if they're catching numbers over a touchdown, just because they do have a rookie quarterback. This is a team that now finally has hope. I think they're excited about playing for the Commanders finally. That's a team that I'm taking game by game. I can already tell you that I love them in week one, +4 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, one of my favorite week one bets. Jaden Daniels, I think, could be a decent bet as well for offensive rookie of the year at +600 because he's going to get plenty of opportunities. We've seen Lamar Jackson win two MVPs in this league because of what he does through the air and with his legs. So Jaden Daniels can have that kind of year as well. He certainly could be in the conversation. So no official bets for me for Washington this year, but a team that certainly I will be interested in when they're an underdog, big underdog for many times this season. All right, let's talk some baseball now. Go to a little big league page here on Send It In. We got a full slate of baseball games, and we got a huge series starting out in Minnesota this weekend. We got a doubleheader today between the Guardians and the Twins. Bailey Ober's on the mound for Minnesota today. They're -150 going up against the Guardians. Cleveland didn't name a starting pitcher for much of the game today leading up to it, so a lot of indecision around them. They're starting Alex Cobb in game two, so I decided to pass on game one today, which starts in about an hour. We got the Angels and the Nats today in D.C., a total of 9, 6:45 p.m. Eastern time, first pitch. Nats -115 at home today with Mitchell Parker on the mound, Jose Soriano going for the Halos. I'll take the Nats today at -115. Think this price is a little bit shorter than what it should be because the Angels won the series against the Yankees, and we have seen plenty of teams this year come off a series win against the Yankees and then have a little bit of emotional hangover. I think that's what we could see out of the Angels today and in this series. So I'll ride with the Nats today at -115. Orioles and the Rays today at the Trop in Tampa, 6:50 p.m. Eastern time. First pitch, Zach Eflin making his first start against his former team, going up against Zach Littell. We got the battle of the Zachs today in Tampa. I'm going with the first five under four at +100. Eflin's been very good in his first couple starts with the Orioles, especially the first two times through the order. Littell's had a pretty decent year for Tampa as well. I'll go first five under four. Rangers and Yankees today in the Bronx with a total of 9. Give me the over 9 in this game. I think both pitchers have had a ton of run support in their last couple games. Carlos Rodon for the Yankees, Corey Bradford for the Rangers. I think that run support continues today. I like the over 9 in Yankees and Rangers. Give me the Athletics today, +115 against the Blue Jays. Mitch Spence against Jose Berrios. Blue Jays, Vladdy is red hot right now. They're scoring runs. Their pitching, though, has not been that great outside of Kevin Gausman, who's pitched a little bit better here in the second half. I think this is a good spot for the A's. I like them at +115. We got the Astros and the Red Sox today. The Astros are +115. Red Sox -135. Probably my favorite bet of the day. I'm going over 10 in this game. You got a great, obviously, offensive ballpark in Fenway. Two good pitchers on the mound, though, in Blanco and Tanner Houck. Both have an ERA around 3, yet this total is at double digits, 10. I think over 10 is the way to go. Padres and Marlins today in Miami. Martin Perez against Edward Cabrera. Padres are -130. I mean, this series is just so baseball, isn't it? San Diego's maybe the hottest team in the sport. They're only 2.5 games back of the Dodgers. They're going up against the worst team in the National League. The Marlins are probably going to win today. They're probably going to win the series because that's how these things go. I would take a shot today with the Marlins at +110. We got the Battle of Chicago today between the Cubs and the White Sox. Garrett Crochet on the mound for the Sox. Jameson Taillon going for the Cubs. I like the first five under four in this game. Don't want to bet the White Sox to win any games, but with Crochet on the mound, you know they're going to get a good pitching performance. White Sox offense is abysmal. I'll go first five under four. We got game two of Guardians Twins, as I mentioned. Alex Cobb making his season debut, going up against Louis Varland. A little bit surprised that this game is a pick'em with Alex Cobb making his season debut. So I like the Twins in game two today against the Guardians. Also like the Royals on the money line today against the Cardinals. We got Michael Lorenzen going up against Miles Michaelis. Just think it's too short of a price with KC at -120. I will ride with them. Give me the Rockies +140 today in Coors Field against the Braves. We love these spots. spots where we get a team like Atlanta coming into Coors Field and they don't have an off day. You got to adjust to the altitude, everything that comes with that. The Braves are also really slumping. They've lost five games in a row. I'll take Colorado today at plus 140. And then finally, Mets and Mariners today. Jose Quintana going up against Bryce Miller. I like the over 8 in Mariners and Mets. All right, very good. So we got baseball today. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge. Get her thoughts on what is going on today. Lucy, before we get your thoughts, what does the BetQL model like as their five-star plays?
Yes, hello, PJ. Happy Friday. Five-star play for today is Dodgers money line against the Pirates. The Dodgers have won 3 of their last 5 games. The Pirates have lost their last 4. And Jack Flaherty is expected to start for the Dodgers, and he is 9-1 with a 2.52 ERA in 15 career starts and 1 relief appearance against the Pirates. So the BetQL model sees this as a five-star play today, Dodgers money line against the Pirates.
Very good. Lucy, what about yourself? I hear we got quite a few Lucy long balls today.
A lot of Lucy long balls today, PJ, beginning with Dom Smith. I originally had him to get a hit, and then I thought, you know what? I'm going to change that to home run, because big Dom Smith moments are very popular right now, and they are happening quite frequently. So I think he can hit a home run tonight. He has at least 1 hit in each of his last 6 games. He's got 9 hits in his last 7, 6 home runs this season, a whopping 6 home runs. And Ronel Blanco has allowed a bunch of hits lately. He's given up 15 over his last 3 starts and 6 home runs over his last 5 starts. So I think we are in for quite an evening for Dom Smith, and the Red Sox social media account maybe will tweet out something that will set the world on fire as it did before, maybe something different. But home run for Dom Smith. Gunnar Henderson, who hit a home run as well. He has 1 home run in his last 4, 29 this season, up against Zach Littell. He's batting .500 with 2 home runs, a double, and 2 singles. And Littell has allowed 6 home runs over his last 5 starts, and also gave up 1 home run in each of his last starts against the Orioles this season, of his 2 starts. And so I like the spot for Gunnar Henderson. And then a classic, Shohei Ohtani, to hit a home run. He has 1 home run in his last 3 games, 3 in his last 10, which is kind of low for him. So I think he's pretty due to hit yet another one in past 11 games now, for 34 this season. And he will be facing Mitch Keller, against whom he has hit a home run already. So always a good spot for Shohei Ohtani to also hit a home run. A trio of Lucy long balls today.
Love it. All left-handed hitters as well, exactly. Lucy. So let's hope that the lefties get it done for you today. One baseball question for you. The Atlanta Braves, I like the Rockies today to beat the Braves, Lucy, who are really struggling. They've lost 5 games in a row. And if the playoffs started today, Atlanta would be out of the postseason. We know they just have so many injuries. Do you think the Braves are going to miss the playoffs, or do you think that they're going to find a way to squeak in?
I still think that they will find a way to make the playoffs. There is still hope. Their odds to miss the playoffs plus 165. So I think that they will figure it out. But per Anthony DeComo of MLB.com, this is the first time the Braves have not occupied a playoff position since June 12th of 2022, which is kind of a lot for the Braves. I think that's a long time ago. They are a good team, and coming into this season, of course, you can't foresee injuries, but I thought they were going to have a big year. And to think that now they're out of a playoff spot is wild. But this team is just too good. Even with the injuries, they are too good to not make it to the playoffs. So I still think they have a chance, and they will make it to the playoffs.
All right, yeah, we'll see what happens. Lucy, before I let you go, your Patriots played last night in the preseason, and let it already begin. We already maybe got some Drake May, Joe Milton controversy. Is this something or is this nothing? Do you think Milton maybe has a chance here to become the long-term starter for the Pats?
Yeah, PJ, don't look now. We are in the era of Joe Milton. Joe Milton dynasty incoming. I did say last night they should start Zappy week 1, but now I'd like to amend that and say Joe Milton. He should be the starting quarterback going forward. He could be the next Tom Brady, which, no, that's not true. That's just an exaggeration. But no, he was the star of the evening, and Drake May only played 1 series, and so did Jacoby Brissett. But they are now in the back burner. Like, goodbye July, it's Joe Milton time. It is Joe Milton season. So I think that, I think going forward, we will see more of Drake May. I would like to see more of Drake May. We didn't see quite a lot of him, but I'd have to see more of him to really decide. But this has made things quite interesting. Quarterback right. situation for the Patriots is now so in flux. I have no idea. There's now four guys who could possibly be the starting quarterback, including Bailey Zappe, of course. So it's made it very interesting for sure.
That it has. So we'll see how all this plays out. Lucy, always appreciate the time. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up again next week.
Have a great weekend, PJ. I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. Ranks each game on a 1 to 5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. We got a question here in the Twitch chat from our guy, Piscotty. Does an Ayuk trade impact the 49ers' odds on the season? Good question. I think it does. Probably not a lot. I think they'll still be the favorite in the NFC, but we know Debo's got a little bit of an injury history. Ayuk's such a solid receiver. It will impact the odds, but not as much as it would be if they lost like a Trent Williams or a Christian McCaffrey, or if they lost to Debo Samuel, Brock Purdy, any of those guys. All right, let's give out some best bets for today. Going streaking, Bryce Harper is going to be our pick today. Bryce was really slumping in the second half of the season, but he's starting to turn it around a little bit. He's 2 for 5 against Arizona Diamondbacks right-hander Ryan Nelson, who's going today. So Bryce will be my pick in going streaking. My prop lock will be Vladdy over 1.5 total bases at -120. There's Bobby Witt Jr. hot, there's Vladdy hot, and then there's hot. And Vladdy is just scorching right now. Not quite Bobby Witt, but like he's getting to that level. He's on an absolute tear. In fact, we're still getting -120 on over 1.5 total bases for Vladdy. Is crazy. I like him. A's are my dog of the day today at +115. And my best bet is going to be the Eagles today at -1 against the Ravens. We all know how great the Ravens are in the preseason. The fact that they're home dogs today is extremely stinky. I'll take the Eagles as my best bet. Real quick to recap, once again, Bryce is our playing going streaking. Vladdy over 1.5 total bases, our prop lock. A's +115, our dog of the day. And give me the Eagles -1 in preseason today, my best bet against the Ravens. Thanks again to David Teal, Lucy Burge. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you miss anything, check out the Send It In podcast available wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.